I will hear from wrong, and I'll die in the mirror.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Monday Night Missing Persons broadcast with myself, Bobby Ormsby, and my co-host, Lorna Munson. Welcome. Before we get on with our show, if you haven't already done so, check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Before you click on that join button, just know that we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout everything we do here in the Defender 7. We also have a YouTube channel. Hop over there and do us a favor and click that subscribe button. We're live on MeWe. Click on Communities, scroll down, Defender 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Now for tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk, enjoy it when you call in. And that number to call, area code 914-205-5773. And as always, as they always say, if you know something, say something. If you currently have a missing, do know a missing person, call in and tell us your story. Let's get it out there. We here at the Defender 7, we strive to help to bring the missing home to their families. And that's why we've dedicated to doing Monday nights as Missing Persons Show. So allow me to introduce and bring in your co-host, Lorna Munson. And it looks like our Lieutenant General's calling in, too.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, hello.
I'm having technical problems.
Yeah, you are a technical problem.
I was just sorry you beat me to it.
Screw you guys.
Still too many moving parts on the phone.
Well, they nailed me. They nailed me for something again, saying false information, and now I can't get into my group stuff. I can't even get in to see what it is that I'm supposed to be false information on. I can't do nothing.
So you corrupted all of us. That's why Bobby's in Facebook jail.
Yeah. Oh, you're in jail again?
Bobby is. I'm not. Bobby's still in Facebook jail.
I got 10 days left.
Wow.
And I don't know if I'll be on any of the shows here after tonight because they're with this ice and everything. Everything's supposed to go down. So who knows what's going to take place here in the Midwest.
Oh, don't try to play that game.
That I might be drunk. I don't know.
LT.
Well, we're not all lightweights like you, Lorna. drink one beer and be
That's
drunk.
That's fine with me. I'd rather be one beer and be in control than being shit-faced.
Well, I don't know if you're in control or not. I mean, that's debatable.
Well, if I'm puking,
you're never
probably
in
not.
Control. I just bought a new heater for my garage, so I'm good now. Nice and toasty in my garage.
Nice and toasty in my camper.
Hey, that's all right. I can easily walk into through the door into the house. It's 70 degrees inside my house.
Yeah, 70's too hot.
Whatever. Whatever.
Tenderfoot.
Yeah, right. I got your tenderfoot.
Yeah, up Bobby's ass.
Huh? Say
up
what?
Bobby's ass. You have your tenderfoot up Bobby's ass.
Oh, no. No. Oh, they, here in the Midwest, they're calling for some serious weather coming in starting tomorrow, so. Still 3 days. 29 inches of snow.
How many?
29 inches.
Holy shit. God, am I glad I don't live up that way anymore.
And 1 inch of ice to start. Starting out as rain, then ice, then snow.
Better you than me.
Oh, it's headed your way, believe me.
Nope, we got 70s all week long.
Okay, maybe it's headed northeast. We got three systems that's going to clash right over the top of us. So we're going to get nailed no matter what. They already canceled. They're shutting down my plant Thursday. So, because it's supposed to snow all the way through Thursday night into Friday. So we'll see how it goes, how it gets played out. Next 3 days is going to be hell. Thank God I got four-wheel drive.
Right.
And it's lifted, so I don't have to worry about it too much. I'm not worried about it. Oh, it's everybody.
We got 40% chance for rain Tuesday and 64 degrees. 100% chance on Wednesday, 55 degrees, and 100% chance of snow on Thursday, 55 degrees.
Oh, that shit'll melt.
Oh yeah, yeah. But they don't plow the roads here. They do the main highway, and they go past my brother's because the nursing home is down the road. But other than that, there's nothing plowed.
Four-wheel drive does good.
Yeah, well, this wet, heavy shit that they get down here, I think I'd rather drive in Wisconsin. Not funny.
Yeah, it is. You non-driver.
Yeah. I hate the snow.
Don't bother me. It'll melt off soon. After.
Yeah.
I'm ready for an Arkansas trip in March.
And you don't have the 20-foot drop-offs on each side of the road. 50-foot.
Nope. But I've drove them. I've drove with 1,000-foot drop-offs on each side of the road. So
in the summer.
Out in Colorado.
In the summer.
In Colorado.
Yeah, but in the summer in the higher elevations, there's still snow on the ground.
Oh, yeah. All right. Let's begin this missing show.
Huh?
All right. Let's let you guys go off. Stay silent.
All right, buddy.
I'm going to have to hang up and reboot my phone to see if I can get my information back because I have nothing.
Yeah, because you should be able to at least click on, you know, any of the missing.
I know. I can't. It gives me four, and that's it. And then I'm in Facebook jail,
and I can get in there.
And then I go click on just my groups, and it says cannot access.
Yeah, you got to reboot.
Yeah, so I'm going to hang up and call back.
All right.
I'm going to go silent. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, brother. Thanks for calling in.
My pleasure, man.
He just called the wine.
Off, Lorna. You're the wine.
Paola Miranda Rosa, reporting agency, Osceola County Sheriff's Office and Orange County Sheriff's Office. Last seen 12/18/2021, 31 years old, biracial, white and Hispanic, female, 4'10", 145 pounds, red hair, is dyed, her natural color is brown, eye color is hazel. She has tattoos. Last known address was Orlando, Florida. Any information, call 407-348-2222. Urgent missing medical alert with autism. We are on the hunt for you missing. Please share. You are the voice of the missing. Missing since September 15, 2019, from Glendale, Arizona. 16-year-old Hispanic female. Brown hair, brown eyes, 4'5", 95 pounds. Any information? Call 1-800-843-5678 or the Glendale Police Department in Arizona at 1-623-930-3000. Last seen December 2019, Harmony Renee Montgomery, age 7, last age was 5, last seen with father Adam Montgomery and stepmother Kayla, missing from Manchester, New Hampshire. She's approximately 4 foot, 50 pounds, blue eyes, blonde hair, may have glasses on due to a lazy eye and eye condition. There's a $144,000 reward. Call the Manchester, New Hampshire Police Department tip line at 603-203-6600. Tulsa, Oklahoma. Joetta Jojo Bell. Last contact was 3/1/2021. Either Joetta Koopman, a.k.a. Joetta Bell, goes by JoJo, disappeared from the area of the 46th Street North and Main Street, Tulsa. According to Tulsa PD and her family, there is significant concern for her safety and well-being due to an abusive relationship. She went missing shortly after her boyfriend, who is a registered sex offender, stabbed her and set fire to her home. Family and friends have not heard from her since. Years old, 5'7", 160 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes, white female. Call the Tulsa Crime Stoppers. You can remain anonymous. At 918-596-COPS. COPS. Oh, you're finally back with us?
Yeah, but it still won't let me in. I rebooted it twice.
I think you're lying, but, you know.
Oh, whatever. Okay, I'll take a picture and send it to you.
Urgent missing, Jessica Stacks, New Albany, Mississippi. Last seen January 1st, 2021. 28-year-old white female, 5'5", 110 pounds. Hair color is red/blonde. Eye color is blue. If seen, please call Union County Police Department at 662-534-1943.
Did it send?
I don't know. Where'd you send it to?
I sent it to you in Badass.
I don't see nothing on there.
Really? No internet connection, it says.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, I can't do shit.
Great.
I'm gonna try something.
Rainia Cox has been missing since October 2021. They say that Raina has dropped off the face of the earth. Raina's habit was to call or text every single night and morning. She would at the very least text her mother every night to say good night, and each morning to welcome it in. And a few times a week, she would call. She would even text me, her father, with goofy memes and such on occasion. She was also active on social media. What 19-year-old isn't, right? All of that is stopped abruptly, and the police think nothing of it. The police, Chandler PD, Tempe PD, and Maricopa PD have done nothing but insinuate that Raina doesn't want to be found, that Raina, out of the blue, has decided to stop reaching out to every single person she knows. Also, each of these police departments have advised us to reach out to the other police department, playing a deadly game of whack-a-mole by passing the buck instead of doing their job. I can only imagine if it was a daughter of a police officer, what would be their game then? Since we cannot get help from the various police departments in the area, we are reaching out to you. Rania has a silver 2020 Kia Rio. License plate number is OC6A. If you see this vehicle or her, please reach out. It's a silver Kia Rio. Tell me where to reach out to.
Yeah, there we go. Now it's just going super slow, but I'm in. I had to hook up to Wi-Fi and some other gizmo gadgets. Alexandria, Louisiana. ISIEAKHAN, 16 years old, missing since December 29th, 2021. Female, biracial, black hair, brown eyes, 5'2", 100 pounds. And the information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Alexandria Police Department in Louisiana, or 318-449-5099.
Dallas, Texas, 11-year-old Trayvon Griffin was last seen around midnight Wednesday in the 5900 block of Narra Vista Drive. Police upgraded the case to critical because of the clothing he had on and the cold temperatures. Crews on horseback and police even had a drone up as the weather is below freezing and has been for most of the day. Police have a staging area at nearby school. The search is focused on a park that had a pond and creek nearby. Anyone with information is asked to call 911 or Dallas Police at 214-671-268.
Colorado, Hunter Hyde, 28 years old, missing since January 24, 2022. A search for a missing 28-year-old male is underway in Colorado's Pitkin County, home to Aspen and Assault. According to the Pitkin County Sheriff's Office, 28-year-old Hunter Hyde of Emma, 2 miles southwest of Assault, hasn't been seen since January 24th at his place of residence. When Hyde failed to show up for work on January 25th, and calls to him when unanswered questions about his whereabouts were raised and a request for a welfare check was made. Authorities responded to Hyde's residence, searching the area and nearby hiking trails that Hyde was known to frequent. In addition to foot patrols, unmanned aerial vehicles, a helicopter, a scent tracking dog were also utilized. No signs of Hyde were found and all search objectives were complete. With the team scouring 10 square miles of the nearby area, searching backcountry trails and roads, the effort to locate Hyde continued, with the search continuing on January 27th. Significant snow has fallen in this area during recent weeks, with light snow falling over recent days. Hunter Hyde is a white male, 5'11", 175 pounds, with longer brown hair. Any information, call the Pitkin County Sheriff's Office at 970-920-5300.
Alexandra Silva, age 16. She looks Hispanic, but it doesn't say. Female, black hair, brown eyes, 5'3", 115 pounds. She was last seen January 18th, 2022 at 6320 Mission Boulevard, Jurupa Valley, California, at around 5:30 p.m. If you have any information, please contact Riverside County Sheriff's Department at 951-955-2600 or 951-776-1099.
Christina Quintana, 31 years old, 5'4", 140 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes, last seen on December 20th, 2021 at Walmart on Carlisle in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Please call with info 505-236-2085, 505-217-6222, or 505-305-9901. Now it's not letting me share any of these.
Huh.
Kansas City, Kansas. Palae 17 years old, missing since January 18th, 2022. Missing from Kansas City, Kansas. Female, Asian, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'2", 145 pounds. She may be in the company of an adult male. They may travel to the state of Missouri. Her nose is pierced. She may wear eye contacts to change her eye color. If you have any information, call 1-800-843-5678, Kansas City Police Department, or 913-596-3000.
Kristen Galvin has been missing since January 2nd, 2020. Age at disappearance 15. White female, blonde hair, hazel eyes, 5'6", 138 pounds. Kristen Galvin has been missing since January 2nd, 2020. Family members say she was lured out of her family's home in Spring, Texas, and has not been seen or heard from since. She was 15 when she went missing. Kristen is now 17 years old. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office believes the 17-year-old is being trafficked in Texas because Kristen is a possible victim of human trafficking. This means her life could be in extreme danger. People have reported that they've seen Kristen's photo on websites known for prostitution. If anyone has any information on Kristen's whereabouts, contact the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 936-760-5800 or the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children at 1-800-843-5678.
Now, this just popped up on the site I'm on, and I don't know if it's true or not, but it's kind of interesting. It says judges are getting paid $5,000 per kid taken, and vacation CPS workers up to $10,000 per kid removed. Let's see. Yeah, that's all it says about it. So I don't know if that's true or not, but it says January 31st, 2022, child trafficked and child trafficking in America and Canada. Thank you, truckers. Please read the corruption in our government and local police of Tewksbury, Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Tewksbury, Massachusetts, Lowell, Massachusetts, Lowell Courts of Middlesex County. It's dark in all our backyards, but the lights are shining brighter now in God's world. Hunt, Florida. Christian Coleman, 16 years old, missing since January 16th, 2022. He's male, black hair, brown eyes, 5'3", 125 pounds. Christian was last seen on January 16th. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Lake County Sheriff's Office in Florida, or 352-343-2101. Fort Wayne, Indiana. You want to go or you want me to go?
Go ahead.
Fort Wayne, Indiana. Brooklyn, H-O-E-R-D-T. 17 years old. Missing since January 21st, 2022. Female, white, brown hair, hazel eyes, 5'5", 150 pounds. She may be in the local area or travel to other cities in Indiana. She may wear glasses. Brooklyn may use an alias name. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, Fort Wayne Police Department in Indiana, or 260-427-1222. Las Vegas, Nevada. Jake Almeida, A-L-M-E-I-D-A, 15 years old. This is since January 25th, 2022. He was last seen at school at the Desert Oasis High School in Las Vegas, Nevada, but he never made it home that day. Even if you do not live in Nevada, please share to spread this around as much as possible. He's 15 years old, 5'8 to 5'9, 130 pounds, long brown hair, blue eyes, Desert Oasis High School. Jake was last seen wearing a long black shirt, black pants, a black beanie, toboggan and white van shoes with Sharpie markings and writing on them. No number to call.
Pasadena, California. Mariah Blow, age 14, missing 12/25/21. Missing from Pasadena, California. 14-year-old black female, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'8", 180 pounds, Mariah was last seen on December 25th, 2021. She may still be in the local area. Anyone having information should contact 1-800-843-5678 or the Pasadena Police Department in California at 1-626-744-4241.
Citrus Heights, California. McKenna Anderson, 14 years old. This is January 19th, 2022. She's 14, female, white, brown hair, hazel eyes, 5'8", 125 pounds. If any information, call Citrus Heights Police Department in California at 1-800-843-5678 or 916-727-5500.
Missing endangered person, $10,000 reward, is being offered for the arrest and conviction of persons responsible for her disappearance or her safe return. Betty Hayes, aged 88, white female with glasses. Betty Hayes has possibly been abducted from her home in Holladay, Missouri. Miss Hayes was believed to have gone missing between 9:30 p.m. on December 16, 2021, and the morning of December 17th. If you have any information, please call Monroe County Sheriff's Office, 660-627-4060, or the Missouri State Highway Patrol at 800-525-5555.
Okay, this one I guess is a pretty popular one. Hi, it says, my name is Chelsea Kobo. I was in the hospital and some not so good people came to see my roommate, and long story short, I was taken advantage of. On record, I went missing out of Brooklyn, New York on 5/7/2016. I have been seen since on a few occasions. My mom, Rose Kobo, has done everything humanly possible to include walking the streets and passing out posters of me. She's been on the Maury twice if you want to learn more, and sometime this spring my story will be on Hulu. If you want to learn more about me, the very best in-depth story of me is in the Unfound on YouTube. I weighed then around 150 pounds. And I have a tattoo on my left hip that says, I fly with my own wings. Will you give me some prayers and shares? And, of course, it won't let me share.
Aspen Araya Bell, age 15, missing since January 21st, 2022, from Phoenix, Arizona. Please help us find 15-year-old Aspen Araya Bell, who was last seen January 21st, 2022, in the area of I-17 and Dynamite Boulevard in Phoenix, Arizona. Aspen is believed to be traveling out of state with unknown subjects, and her family is concerned for her welfare. She is described as a white female, 5'5", 125 pounds, with brown eyes, brown hair. Anyone with any information, please contact Phoenix Police Department at 602-262-6151.
The Albemarle County Police Department is asking for the community's help to locate a missing 17-year-old female. Angie Martinez Garcia has been missing since Sunday, January 16, 2022. It is believed she may have been picked up by an unknown male subject from her apartment in the Ivy area in Albemarle County, Virginia. Anyone with information on Ms. Martinez Garcia's location is encouraged to contact Detective Schneider or Detective Lavin with the Albemarle County Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division at 434-296-5807 or Crime Stoppers at 434-977-4000 or Crime Stoppers at albemarle.org.
The Metropolitan Police Department is seeking the public's help locating Edward Canales, 17, who was last seen in the 100 block of Northwest Emerson Street on Saturday, January 15, 2022. New Year's Eve at Washington Metro Police Department. Marina Romero, Jackie Reyes, Yanez Jasmine, Benib El Tempo, Latino, DC Latinos. Oh, that's a blog. Okay. There's nothing, no phone. Oh, yeah, here it is. You can call Youth and Family Services Division at 202-576-7768 or the Command Information Center at 202-727-9099.
Galvin from Spring, Texas. Hold on. Is it a load? Okay. Finally. She's been missing since January 2nd, 2020. Family members say she was lured out of her family's home in Spring, Texas, and has not been seen or heard from since. She was 15 when she went missing. Kristen is now 17 years old. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office believes the 17-year-old is being trafficked in Texas. Because Kristen is a possible victim of human trafficking, this means her life could be in extreme danger. People have reported that they have seen Kristen's photo on websites known for prostitution. If anyone has any information on Kristen's whereabouts, contact the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. I lost my spot. The Montgomery 936-760-5800 or the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children at 1-800-843-5678. Hold on a second. At the time, Kristen was just 15 years old and disappeared again on January 2nd, 2020 after her original encounter. Kristen's mother, Robin Corey, has not stopped scouting the streets since her daughter's disappearance. Through private investigations and personal search for her daughter, Robin has encountered the dark world of child sex trafficking. During her search, she has had many false alarms until she was brought a photo of her daughter by the district attorney. Robin was told that the photo was taken in Atlanta. After conducting her own research, Robin found her daughter on an escort website along with other girls. Robin quickly flew to the area and found other girls, but Kristen was not one of them. While Robin knows person is being sex trafficked. She's running out of leads and has no closure to her daughter's case. Robin continues to search. If you think that you have seen Kristen, please call your tip to 936-760-5800.
Kayona Scarborough, age 15, 5'4", 100 pounds, black female, last seen on Tuesday, December 21st, 2021, around 5 p.m. in Jackson Summit, PA. She may be in Elmira, New York, or Mansfield, PA. If you have seen or know the whereabouts of Kayona Scarborough, please contact the Elmira Police Department at 607-37-5626. If seen in Pennsylvania, please call the Pennsylvania State Police Barracks in Mansfield at 570-662-2151.
Chicago, Illinois. Miracle Coleman, 1 year old, missing since 8/17/2020. Female, black, brown hair, brown eyes, 2 feet tall, 16 pounds. Any information, contact 1-800-843-5678, the Chicago Police Department in Illinois, or 312-746-6000.
We have an at-risk missing, Kiara Rose Baker, age 15, missing since November 28, 2021, from Detroit, Michigan. Kiara Rose Baker, 15, first ran away from a mental health behavioral facility in Detroit, Michigan on November 21, 2021, then was located on November 25, 2021, then has run away on November 28, 2021. Kiara is described as a white female, 5'4", 176 pounds, with medium length to long brown hair, possibly colored reddish brown with brown eyes. She was last seen wearing a turquoise hooded sweatshirt, gray pajama pants, black socks, and gray Nike flip-flops. Kiara suffers from mental illness and requires treatment. She was spotted in a red SUV in Grand Rapids, Michigan, with an unidentified black male occupant. Anyone with information, please contact Detroit Police Department at 313-596-5900 or Grand Rapids Police Department at 616-456-3400.
Okay, today is Melissa X. Forty's day. She went missing from Pensacola, Florida in 1992 when she was 15. It just says, Melissa, your family and our team here at NCMEC will never stop searching for you. Or you can call 911, of course, 1-800-843-7818, the lot in Escambia County Sheriff's Office in Florida, or the Missing Persons Unit at 1-850-436-9630. She looks like she has light brownish hair. I can't tell what color her eyes are. Her eyes are light, like green or hazel or something. No description. Colorado Springs. Jack Cloninger, Cloninger, was last seen by his family around noon on January 25th, 2022, in Colorado Springs, Colorado. After searching throughout the night, Jack's family received a call from someone the following day that said he was involved in a car accident with their son near Camp Pendleton in California. Mr. Cloninger was last seen around 5 a.m. on January 26th near Temecula, California, heading south towards San Diego. He's traveling in a white Kia Soul with Colorado license plates CAO-S89. If you have any information on Jack's whereabouts, you are asked to contact Colorado Springs Police Department at 719-444-7000. He's 17, brown hair, blue eyes, 6'3", 190 pounds.
Vaughn Michael Joseph, last contact was 7/27/2021, age 5. White male, 3'7", 50 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes. Last seen wearing a light blue Minecraft shirt and black boxer briefs with lime green stitching with size 11 flip-flop sandals. Last seen around Southwest 9th Street in Fruitland, Idaho. This photo was taken 1 month prior to the last seen date. Any information concerning Michael, please contact Fruitland Police Department dispatch at 208-642-6006.
There's a Bikers Against Trafficking annual on February 26th at 7:30 to 1:30 in Seminole Harley-Davidson at 620 Hickman Circle, Sanford, Florida, if anyone wants to go to that.
Four-year-old Cody Bigsby was last seen at his dad's Hampton, Virginia home at 2 a.m. Monday. He was reported missing at about 9 a.m. Cody is 3 feet tall and was last seen wearing all black clothing and a Spider-Man flip-flops. He's a little black boy. Anyone with information was asked to call Hampton Police Department at 757-727-6111.
James or Jimmy Moschinger, M-O-S-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, 34 years old, from Syracuse, New York, missing since May 15, 2021. James abandoned his apartment. He took nothing other than the clothes on his back. He usually contacts his aunt at least every other night and has not done so since May 15, 2021. Family says James struggles with ADHD, bipolar disorder, and schizophrenia, but there's nothing that would cause him to just disappear. He has two lower arm tattoos that include Chinese symbols and the name Marianne, and two upper tattoos that include the names Sharon and Daniel. James is 5'8 and around 170 pounds with light brown hair and blue eyes. Any information about James' whereabouts is asked to call the Syracuse Police Department at 315-442-5233 or 911 immediately.
Missing since January 13th, 2022, Emma Poe, 13-year-old white female, light brown hair, green eyes, 5 foot five, 150 pounds. She may still be in the local area, or she may travel to Tennessee, California, or Vance, Alabama. Emma's hair may be dyed black. Call 911 or Jefferson County Sheriff's Office in Alabama at 1-205-325-1450.
On October 9th, 1982, 2-year-old Brandy Lee Krajewski, K-R-A-J-E-W-S-K-I, disappeared from her home in Nipton, California. Her mother left her in the care of her boyfriend, 37-year-old Daniel Waters. He had been living with them for 6 months at this point. When her mother arrived home, Daniel and Brandy had vanished. A blue blanket with an embroidered yellow duck, a patchwork blanket, and a teddy bear had also disappeared from the home. The mother called police with an arrest warrant for Daniel, and an arrest warrant was issued for Daniel, but had vanished off the face of the earth, taking little Brandy with him. On January 3rd, 1983, in an isolated area close to Blue Diamond, Nevada, police found Daniel. Brandy was nowhere to be found. He refused to speak about Brandy and rebuffed any interview attempts from investigators about what he was doing with the 3 months he was gone. Due to lack of evidence, Daniel has never been charged with the murder of Brandy, though I understand he saw some time for kidnapping. Her older sister, Laura, is still actively searching for Brandy and seeking justice in her case. Please call the San Bernardino County Sheriff at 909-387-3589 if you have any information on the whereabouts of Brandy.
Jordan Warren, 16-year-old black female, has been missing since January 8, 2022, from Tonawanda, New York. She was last seen wearing a black jacket, gray sweatpants, and tan snow boots. She is described as having red hair, brown eyes, 5'11", weighing 145 pounds. Authorities believe Jordan is in physical danger and ask for anyone with information to call 911.
Gastonia Police. Huh?
No, there was no phone number.
Oh. Gastonia Police Department is asking for your help in locating missing 16-year-old Isis Carolina Miranda Caballero. Family believes that she may be traveling to Tennessee. Caballero is approximately 5'7 tall and weighs approximately 120 pounds. She has brown hair and brown eyes. Anyone with information regarding whereabouts of Isis Carolina Miranda Caballero is asked to call the detectives at 704-866-6702. Callers may remain anonymous.
Kayla Coburn Kindred, a.k.a. Raquel Coburn. Please contact her family at 580-761-8374 or your local police department. She was last seen in the Oklahoma area around Northwest 63rd and Broadway Extension in a black 2014 Hyundai Elantra with a paper tag. Please help Ponca City native Kayla return home safely. Last seen, yeah, I just said that. For information that can help us find her, please contact her family. Yeah, I gave that number. All right. That's all they got on her.
Well, this doesn't have nothing to do with missing kids, but I'm going to put it out there. Vaccinating children against COVID in order to protect the elderly is reckless, irresponsible, and immoral, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. told the New American. Children have a statistical zero risk of dying from COVID, yet there are serious risks of developing severe and permanent health implications due to COVID vaccinations, he warned. Mr. Kennedy also explained that even if the COVID shots were granted approval from the U.S. regulators, parents of the vaccine-injured children could never hold vaccine makers accountable because of the federal law that shields the latter from any liability. Robert F. Kennedy, Jr. is the founder, chairman of the board, and chief legal counsel for Children's Health Defense. According to their website, the mission of the organization is to end childhood health epidemics by working aggressively to eliminate harmful exposures, hold those responsible accountable, and to establish safeguards so this never happens again. To learn more about the organization, go to childrenshealthdefense.org/. Well, it's good that somebody's finally doing something about it.
Yeah, about time.
Yeah, no shit.
Antonio Martinez Underwood, missing since January 24th, 2022. White male, 15 years old, missing from Vancouver, Washington. 5'5", 165 pounds, brown eyes, black hair. Any information, call the Vancouver Police Department at
360-487-7599. Las Vegas, Nevada. Angelina Del Rebel Jackson, 15 years old, missing since November 4th, 2021. Female, Hispanic, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'2", 134 pounds. Anyone with any information, call 1-800-843-5678. The Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department in Nevada, or 702-828-3111. Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Intense search for missing vulnerable Maryland teen girl. A 17-year-old girl from Montgomery County has gone missing, and police need the public's help to find her. Emil Abdurazek was last seen on January 29th at around 12 p.m., leaving her Treetop Lane apartment in Silver Spring, according to Montgomery County Police. She's approximately 5 feet tall, 5 feet 2 inches tall, weighs 130 pounds, brown eyes, black hair, and a pierced right nostril. She was last seen wearing a gray hoodie, blue jeans, and a pair of black furry Crocs. Anyone with information regarding the whereabouts of ML is asked to call Montgomery County Police Special Victims Unit at 240-773-773. 5400 or the police non-emergency number at 301-279-8000.
Cleveland, Ohio. Alexandria Miracle Murphy, 17 years old, missing since January 23rd, 2022. She's female, black, 5'2", 125 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Alexandria was last seen in Cleveland, Ohio on January 23rd, 2022. She was wearing a black furry coat, black jeans, and white shoes. She has blonde tips in her hair. Any information, contact the Cleveland Police Department at 216-623-5262.
New Jersey State Police asking for help locating missing Bridgeton man. After his Thursday night shift, Jonathan Morris reportedly went out with friends and then communication suddenly stopped. Bridgeton, New Jersey State Police are asking for the public's help in locating this man, a missing man. Jonathan, he's described as a black male, 6'6", 220 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes. He's a gentle giant. He doesn't bother anybody. He works and loves everybody, said Morris's aunt, Corinth Purnell. According to family members, Morris works at a group home to support those in need in Sicklerville. After his Thursday night shift, he reportedly went out with friends and then communication suddenly stopped. It was around 6 p.m. Friday when Morris's mother got a call that her BMW sedan had been found with its engine still running on Barrett's Run in neighboring Hopewell. Morris was reportedly using the vehicle before he vanished. Purnell said family and friends have been out in the area searching and believe they have found Morris's items not far from where the car was found. We're going to go out every day until we find him. Their search has also led them to doorbell security video they say shows the car before it was found abandoned. We're asking for the community to stick together, put the word out, share the flyers, keep sharing stuff on social media, said friend Sherwood Collins. He has a lot of friends. He works. He loves to work. He'd give you the shirt off his back if you asked for it. Jonathan's family also said he's diabetic and needs insulin. Anyone with information is asked to contact Detective Jacob Shore or Detective Sergeant George Aug of Troop A Bridgeton Station at 856-451-0101.
Middletown, Ohio. Bailey Susan Gehringer, Gehringer, 15 years old, missing since January 22nd, 2022. Female, she's white, 5'3", 96 pounds, brown hair, hazel eyes. Bailey was last seen in Middletown, Ohio on January 22nd. There is no further information available. Anyone with additional information or questions regarding the case should contact Middletown Police Department at 513-425-7700.
Missing in Metro Detroit. On January 8, 2022, officers responded to an address in Chesterfield Township for a missing 44-year-old male, Glenn Franz. Glenn was last spoken to by friends on January 7th, 2022. Glenn has since failed to show up for work and has not been seen or in contact with family members. Glenn was last seen wearing white painter's pants and a tan jacket. Glenn is approximately 5'9", weighing 150 pounds, blue eyes, dark graying hair, wearing a beard. Glenn's last known whereabouts is in the area of 10 Mile Road, Gratuit Avenue, and is possibly with a female named Angel. Anyone who may know the whereabouts of Glenn Franz is urged to contact Detective Mike Connell of the Chesterfield Township Police Department at 586-949-3829.
I lost my spot. Hold on. Oh, I'm back. Okay. Salem, Indiana. Harley Stivers, 16 years old. Missing since January 13th, 2022. Female, white, red hair, brown eyes, 5'5", 120 pounds. Anyone with information could contact 1-800-843-5678, Salem Police Department in Indiana, at 812-883-5100. Orney, Texas. Geraldine Martinez, 17 years old, missing since January 17, 2022. Female, Hispanic, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'2", 170 pounds. She may still be in the local area. Anyone with information, contact 1-800-843-5678. In the Forney Police Department in Texas, or 972-552-5539-32. Fairfield, Alabama. Megan Helm, 17 years old, missing since 9/26/2021. Female, white, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'5", 130 pounds. Any information, contact 1-800-843-5678, Jefferson County Sheriff's Office in Alabama, or 205-325-1450.
Raelia Harper, 15. The New York City Police Department is asking for the public's assistance in ascertaining the whereabouts of the following person who was reported missing from within the confines of the 60th Precinct in Brooklyn, New York. It was reported to police Harper was last seen at a residence at 1700 hours on Monday, January 24, 2022. She's described as a black 15-year-old female, approximately 5'6", weighing 180 pounds. She was last seen wearing a gray bubble jacket, tan pants, and a blue backpack. Anyone with information related to this incident is asked to call NYPD's Crime Stoppers hotline at 1-800-577-8477. Or submit their tips by logging on to the Crime Stoppers website. And that's it.
Okay. Okay, endangered and missing, a $5,000 reward. Central Alabama Crime Stoppers is offering a $5,000 reward for any information surrounding the whereabouts of Ladarian, 18 years old, last seen January 22, 2022. in Montgomery, Alabama. Alabama law enforcement agency has issued an endangered and missing alert for Ladarian Reed, 18 years old, who was last seen at 6:30 p.m. on January 22, 22, in the area of Fox Hill Drive in Montgomery, Alabama. He was also recorded in his vehicle at the Z-Tech convenience store on McGehee Road in Montgomery. He suffers from a heart condition that may require medical treatment. He does not have medication with him, and his family is pleading with anyone for any information to come forward. He is 5'5", 140 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. He was last seen wearing a white and gray Nike sweatsuit. He was last seen driving a 2003 blue Ford Crown Victoria bearing, Alabama plate DV32851. Oh, and we got an update. January 31st, 2022. Message from Central Alabama Crime Stoppers and information regarding the $5,000 reward. If you have any information regarding the Darian's whereabouts, please contact Montgomery Police Department at 334-625-3353 or Crime Stoppers at 334-215-7867. All calls are anonymous. If you'd like to submit an anonymous tip, you can submit it in the link below. Please do not copy or paste screenshots and cut parts out of the flyer off or alter the flyer in any way that allows us to correct any errors and add a page to the post. Da-da-da-da-da. That's all I got.
Family deeply concerned in search for Marilyn teenage boy. 16-year-old boy has gone missing from Germantown, and police are asking for the public's help finding him. Jordy Elcio Mendoza was last seen on January 28th in the 11,000 block of Collins Drive. Mendoza is approximately 6 feet tall, 6 feet 2 inches tall, 140 pounds, black male, has brown eyes, black hair, and braces on his teeth. It is unknown what he was last seen wearing. However, it is believed that he may be wearing navy blue New Balance sneakers. Police and family are deeply concerned for his welfare. Any information regarding the whereabouts of Jordy Elcio Mendoza is asked to call Montgomery County Police Department at 240-773-5400.
Lindsay Sandal Pennington, missing since June 14th, 2021 from Marion, Wisconsin. 16 years old, female, white, sandy hair color, blue eyes, 5'2", 127 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Shawano County Sheriff's Office in Wisconsin, or 715-526-3111. Early Mon, or do over, scrap that. Mon, this is a hard name, really hard name. Montranese, it's M-O-N, comma, T-R-A-N-E-S-E, Hurley. Missing since August 21st, 2021. From Indianapolis, Indiana. She's 17, female. She's black. Black hair, black eyes. 5'10", 200 pounds. to last seen August 21st, 2021. Any information, contact 1-800-843-5678, the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department in Indiana, or 317-327-3811. This is a cold case. Javonte Ration Schwartz. Date last seen July 31st, 2018 in Panama City Beach, Florida. He was 23 years old at the time. He's black, 5 feet, 11 inches, 145 pounds, black hair. He's got a goatee, brown eyes. He's got a large Tasmanian devil tattoo, carbon character on the right side of his body, and a large roaring lion with a crown on his back. Large snake on inner left forearm. A large cross with RIP Grandpa and dates on right chest, and numerous other tattoos on his body. Originally from New York, moved to Panama City Beach, and has never made contact with family nor friends. The last known, he was searching for food and a place to stay. This is out of his character to not make contact. Any information, contact the Panama City Police Department at 850-872-3100 or Crime Stoppers at 850-785-TIPS.
Michael Fonville, 15. New York City Police Department is seeking the public's assistance in locating the following person who was reported missing from within the confines of the 67th Precinct in Brooklyn. It was reported to the police that Michael Fonville was last seen Friday, January 28, 2022, at 9 a.m. leaving his residence. He's described as a black 15-year-old male, approximately 6'1", 180 pounds, with a medium build, dark complexion, brown eyes, short black hair, and facial hair. He was last seen wearing a black jacket, black sweatpants, black t-shirt, black high-top Van sneakers. Anyone with information related to this incident is asked to call NYPD's Crime Stoppers hotline at 1-800-577-8477 or by logging on to the Crime Stoppers website. Oh, sorry. Then at the bottom it says he was found safe.
Oh. I like the ones where they put it right across the picture so you see it right away.
Yeah, that or even at the top.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know me and pictures. Thanks. Cleveland, Ohio. Demetrius Terry Williams, 12 years old, missing since January 19, 2022. He's male, he's black, he's 5 foot, 100 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. Demetrius was last seen in Cleveland, Ohio on January 19, 2022. If anyone has additional information or questions regarding this case, they should contact the Cleveland Police Department at 216-623-5262.
Adam Clark Harvey, 23, has been missing since Saturday, September 11th, 2021. He was last seen in his grandmother's house near Mount Carmel Road around 3 p.m. in Abbeville, South Carolina. Adam has autism intellectual disabilities, special needs, and schizophrenic. Adam is 6'1", 200 pounds, red hair, blue eyes. He was last seen wearing a gray shirt with neon green lettering on the front, black faded jeans, and a gray or brown slip-on shoes. Sometimes with his autism, he would easily get upset. He was upset about something while at his grandmother's house. His grandmother told him to go outside to her fenced-in yard to cool down, something he's done before. But when his grandmother went out to check on Adam, he was nowhere to be found. Adam doesn't have a history of running away, which adds to their confusion. His special needs sometimes affects his decision-making. He is not dangerous. He's likely to be scared. Adam has been off his medication since he went missing. He has to take that medication daily. Law enforcement began their search around his home soon after he was reported missing. Hundreds of volunteers searched tirelessly through hundreds of acres of the vast stretches of woods for Adam. However, searchers still hadn't found him. Someone somewhere knows exactly what happened and where Adam Harvey is. He did not disappear on his own. What's in the dark will eventually come to light. A mother and grandmother are living their worst nightmare, and someone holds the answers to all these questions. Please, if you have any information on where Adam is, or if you know who does, please find it in your heart to come forward. Help this family. If you have any information, no matter how small, how insignificant you may think it is, it could be very thing law enforcement needs in their efforts to bring Adam home. Please contact Abbeville's Sheriff's Department at 864-446-6000.
Edmonton in Alberta. Nicole Frenchman, 23 years old, missing since July 10th, 2021. Nicole was last seen in Edmonton, Alberta. During the time of her disappearance, Nicole was living with her friends but had no fixed address. Nicole was normally very active on social media but has not accessed it since her disappearance. This case has one missing person missing from Edmonton, Alberta. I don't know what that was all about. She's female. She's indigenous. How do you say that word? Indigenous?
Indigenous?
Yeah. Brown eye.
Yeah, that word.
Yeah, that word. It's brown eyes. Her hair's black. Ponytail and long, got stained teeth, 5 feet, 6 inches, 137 pounds, medium build. If you have information to this, contact any of the following. Edmonton Police Service, 780-423-4567. Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-TIPS. Or send email to the National Center for Missing Persons and Unidentified Remains at Canada, Missing Disappearance Canada at rcmp-grc.gc.ca.
Missing since January 18, 2022 from Burke, Virginia. Candy Fabiola Akal Maxam. Burke, Virginia, Hispanic female, complexion light, 5 foot, 110 pounds, black hair, hair length is long with brown eyes. Kennedy was last seen leaving a residence in the 9600 block of Mason Buff Court, Burke, Virginia, at approximately 7:32 a.m., heading to catch the bus to school. Circumstances of disappearance. Candy's family learned that she never made it to school. It has been reported that Candy is very trusting with strangers and sometimes asks for rides. Anyone with information, please contact Fairfax County Police Department at 703-246-4526.
Okay, this one says, attention, if you are a victim of Tarrant County Family Court or CPS, please introduce yourself in the discussion. This is to bring awareness to Tarrant County elected officials trafficking our children for federal grants. It's fraud. It's time to get loud. If you cannot attend in person, you can watch on Surviving the Intimate YouTube. Link will be posted in video description to join as a guest. Every parent / friend / family who wants a voice is welcome. Anniversary for Tarrant County parents separated from their children due to family court corruption. Parents endured another year of surviving the holidays without their children due to the Tarrant County family court corruption. Human trafficking is not just a statement, it's a fact. Courts often neglect the truth about the better parent but give the children to the parent with the... Oh, Ralph just took a... Ralph fell off the couch.
Why are you pushing on a dog?
Hold on. Give me a sec here. Okay. Human trafficking is not just a statement, it's a fact. Courts often neglected the truth about the better parent. I lost my spot, so I got to start over. Give children to the parent with the most money and ability to pay equals human trafficking. On this day, you will hear real testimonies from real parents who have lost their children, not because they deserve to lose them, but due to alienation and deprivation of constitutional rights carried out by Tarrant County Civil Court. So, that's Thursday, January 27th. And it won't let me share it, of course. Whoops. Where'd it go?
This one's a cold case. Critical missing. Rashonda Gerald, last seen January 4th, 2017, in the 1500 block of Keenan Avenue, Norfolk, Virginia. Miss Gerald is described as a black female, 5'1" tall, 104 pounds, medium complexion, black hair, brown eyes, last seen wearing pink jacket with fur around the collar, jeans with hole in the knee, pink and black Jordan Nikes, last seen leaving in a black 2016 Nissan Maxima. Miss Gerald is missing under extremely suspicious circumstances. She has two daughters and a son. Her case has received very little exposure. All hands need it, please share. Let's bring Miss Gerald home. If you see her, contact the Norfolk Police Department at 1-757-664-3277.
I lost my spot again. Oh, wait a minute. I know. Oh, I didn't do this one. Okay, Edmonton, Alberta, Roxanne Marie Isidore, 25 years old. Oh, this is a cold case. Missing 9/24/2013. They call her Sunshine Roxanne Corderell, Roxanne Blue Roxanne. Missing since June 20th, 2008. She was born in 1982. 25 years old at age of disappearance. Female. Dang that word. Indigenous.
You got it right? You said it right. You said it
brown
right.
Brown eyes. Red hair. Straight and long. 5 feet one. 121 pounds. She's got a slender, thin build. Roxanne was reported missing by a family member on September 24th, 2013. She had been out of family contact since she moved to Edmont Valley from Valley View in 2006. Her last confirmed whereabouts were in Edmonton in June of 2008. She was known to live in the area off and to frequent 118 Ave in the Beverly neighborhood of Edmonton, Alberta. If you have any information, contact the following. Edmonton Police Service at 780-423-4567 or Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-TIPS.
St. Louis, Missouri, Abigail Leib, age 17, missing 10/3/2021. From St. Louis, Missouri. White female, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'4", 180 pounds. Anyone having information should contact 1-800-843-5678 or the St. Louis County Police Department in Missouri at 1-636-529-8210.
Claremont, Alberta. Curtis Talukas Hatton, age 35, missing since January 12th, 2022. Claremont, Alberta, Grande Prairie RCMP are seeking the public's assistance in locating 35-year-old Curtis Talukas Hatton. Police wish to locate Curtis to verify his well-being. Curtis was last seen in Claremont area January 12, 2022. He is described as 5'10", 165 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. Last seen wearing a black jacket and jeans. Curtis may be driving a black Ford Focus with no rear bumper. Alberta license plate BRP8426. There is a concern for Curtis's well-being. If you have any information as to Curtis's whereabouts, please contact the Grand Prairie RCMP at 780-830-5700 or your local police. If you want to remain anonymous, you can contact Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477.
Well, here's a kind of a cold case. They found a skeleton and they don't know who she is. Photos of a knit cap found with remains was released today. The Bay County Sheriff's Office released additional photos today of another article of clothing discovered with the skeletal remains of a woman found January 17th on wooded property in the 8,000 block of Highway 77 in Southport. The remains are believed to be of a female, middle-aged or older. A red or maroon-colored knit cap was found with the remains, and the investigators believe it was worn by the woman. The photos are of the actual knit cap found with the remains. Anyone with the information of the identity of the woman is asked to contact Brent Roberts at 850-248-2319 at the Bay County Sheriff's Office.
Shane Perkepile was last seen on October 8, 2021, Portland, Oregon. She might still be in this industry. She is 17 years old, a Native American. She has brown hair, green eyes, 5'5", weighs 135 pounds, wears glasses. Anyone with information that may assist in locating her is asked to call the Portland Police Department at 1-800-843-5678 or
503-823-3333. Kevin Samuel Gordon Olivia disappeared on March 17, 2021 near Fall Theorist, Texas checkpoint. He's Hispanic, 25 years old, 5'4", 145 pounds, black hair, coffee eyes, sky on left eyebrow, dark spotting extended from ear to cheekbone, mole on left cheek, fracture on left cheek, and tingy. On March 18, 2021, the coyote notified a family member that Kevin had stayed for a possible fracture in his foot near the checkpoint. If you have any information, contact the Paul Ferris Police Department at 361-325-5041.
Blue Jay Enriquez, 17, has been missing from Sacramento, California since September 28, 2021. She has brown hair and brown eyes, 5'2", weighs 135 pounds. She is Native and Hispanic. Anyone with information that may insist in locating her is asked to contact Sacramento Police at 1-916-264-5471 or dial 911.
Lady of the Dunes, Provincetown, Massachusetts, known for its art galleries, boutiques, seafood, and beaches, also became known for something much darker when, on July 26, 1974, a young girl discovered the body of a naked woman lying in the dunes. The woman's corpse has been savagely mutilated, leaving many questions about her identity and what kind of attacker could have been this vicious. But months of dead-end leads turned into years, and while the series of women identify range from an escaped bank robber to an extra for the summer blockbuster Jaws, we are so much closer, nearly 48 years later, to having answers. To hear the podcast episode about the Lady of the Dunes, check out Coffee and Cases podcast, episode 117.
Missing juvenile, Garland County, Hot Springs, Arkansas. Could be possibly heading to Conway, Arkansas, and or surrounding areas. Runaway juvenile, Jelena Behina, 16-year-old, 5'1", 130 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes, last seen January 1st, 2022, in a black hoodie, black pants in the area of Dolly Drive. Anyone with information, please call the Garland County Sheriff's Office at 501 622-3660.
Riley Youngman, missing from Rapid City, South Dakota, last seen on January 29, 2022. He's Native American, 13 years old. If you have any information of his whereabouts, Riley, please contact Rapid City Police Department at 605-394-4131.
Missing veteran, Stanley Baggs, last seen Thanksgiving night near Chandler Boulevard and Kyrene. White male, age 31, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'10", slim build, approximately 140 pounds. He was last seen leaving Chandler, Arizona on 11/25/2021, heading towards home in Phoenix, Arizona, near 40th Street and Camelback. Has a tattoo on his chest and left arm. Text or call Lurenda at 480-540-2243 or the Chandler Police Department, which they don't give a number.
Right. Janaea Jones, she's black, 16 years old, 5'9", long black hair and braids, female, 130 pounds, brown eyes, missing from the 9200 block of Bedford, Sunday, November 7th, 2021, at approximately 6:45. Any information, contact Detroit's 9th Precinct at 313-596-5901 or call 911.
Keontae Corbin, age 14, last seen December 17th, 2021, Cleveland, Ohio. Male, black. Black hair, brown eyes, 5'7", weighs 130 pounds. If you have any information, please call South Euclid Police Department in Ohio at 1-216-381-1234.
Alexis Chavez, 14 years old, missing from Southwest Detroit, the Downriver area. She is 5'2 with a slim build, last seen on or about January 14, 2022. If you have information on her location, contact the Detroit Police 4th Precinct at 313-596-5401. Lenora Doherty, missing from Pine Ridge, South Dakota, last seen December 25th, 2021. Native American. They don't give her no description. If you have any information of her whereabouts, of Lenora, please call Pine Ridge Oglala Sioux Tribal Police Department at 605-867-5111.
Missing endangered adult, Plant City, Florida, Todd Randall Lightfoot, missing since December 29, 2021, age 51, white male, 170 pounds, 6 foot, brown hair. On December 29, 2021, at approximately 5:43, Todd Lightfoot was involved in an auto accident. When deputies arrived, he could not be located. Anyone with information in reference to the whereabouts, please contact the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office at 813-247-8200.
Thomas, or Tom, or Tommy Howie, 24 years old, male, Caucasian, brown eyes, brown hair, 5'9", 170 pounds. He's wearing dark-colored North Face jacket, jogger pants, black and white lace, Van gym shoes, possible Patagonia hat, and he could possibly have facial hair. If you have any information, call 847-363-8836 or the Mansfield, Ohio. Faith Hayworth, 14 years old, missing since November 16th, 2021. Female, black, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'8", 130 pounds. If you have any information, call 1-800-843-5678. Mansfield Police Department in Ohio, 419-512-1234.
Larry Williams, December 10, 2021, West Palm Beach, Florida. Black male, brown eyes, 195 to 215 pounds. He wears glasses and contacts. He has tattoos. Hair is black and gray. He's 6'2". Contact Trooper L. Tavares, Florida Highway Patrol, at 561-357-4000. He needs medication, and there is a reward for a safe return.
This one is, my mother is missing. Her locked door was forcefully broken, and she was taken the evening of December 16th. She did not wander off. Please share. Thank you to everyone for your shares, kindness, compassion, messages, calls, and prayers. I appreciate everything. Please pray. $10,000 reward. For the information leading to the arrest and conviction of a person or people responsible for the abduction of Betty Hayes, December 16th. Her locked door was forcefully broken. She is missing. She did not wander off. She was not diagnosed with dementia and dismissed. She was last seen in surveillance video around 4:15. And December 16th, grocery shopping in Paris. Emma is Montana.
No, it's Missouri, isn't it?
Missouri, yeah, that's right. Missouri. Wearing dark plum dress pants, not purple sweatpants, as reported. Plaid blazer and a hat. All are home. Daughter talked with her at 9:32 p.m. and the family does not believe she ever made it to bed that evening. If you know anything, please contact the Monroe County Sheriff's Department at 660-327-4060 or the Missouri State Highway Patrol at 1-800-515-5555.
Missing runaway from Pocatello, Idaho. Katie Lynn Cohens, last contact 12/10/21, 7:30 a.m. White female, She's a mixed white and Hispanic female. Light skin, hair color is dark brown, may have dyed red, hair red, hazel brown eyes, 5'2", 125 to 130 pounds, piercings on both sides of her nose and cartilage on both sides, pierced ears, tattoo of three butterflies, black on left side of her stomach, rib area. Medical, she has acid reflux, asthma, eczema. Last seen wearing red shirt, red sweats, black hoodie, black and white Nikes, backpack, black with gray patches. Last seen getting on the school bus going to Pocatello High. Could possibly be in a Blackfoot, Idaho, or Fort Hall. Katie has been seen around the Pocatello, Idaho area also. Oh, shoot. We got 90 seconds.
Oh, dang.
Oh, dang.
I know. I didn't even notice that.
Mine says 2 minutes.
I got 1 minute now. All right, well, if you know something, say something. Those of you listening out there, if you know somebody that's missing, call us, share your story with us. Have a good night, everybody. Thank you, Lorna, for joining me once again tonight. Always a pleasure.
No problem.
God bless America. God bless our children. God bless our veterans, first responders, our military, and God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
Good night.